الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون أولئك جزاؤهم مغفرة من ربهم وجنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها نعم أجر العاملين صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى has mentioned two categories of people in the glorious Quran who are beloved to him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned these two very categories in the verses that I was able to recite as part of the The first category is Ahlul Taqwa, the people of Taqwa. those who under all circumstances abstain from anything and everything that displeases their Creator. They will leave no stone unturned to make sure that they obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during all circumstances. Their goal is only one, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't pick and choose. Their lives do not continue to change. For 1 week they are performing salat. Then they begin to neglect salat. During the month of Ramadan they become very religious. And this condition will remain for 5 days, 10 days after Ramadan too. And then suddenly they will change. When they are in the Haramain Sharifain, they have taqwa. Once they return, taqwa is gone. Their goal in life, their maqsad in life, their mission in life is to abstain from anything and everything that displeases their Creator. These are the people of taqwa. Whether they are healthy or sick, whether they are wealthy or poor, whether they are busy or in leisure, during the night, during the day, when they are at home, when they are traveling, when they are alone, when in public, this is their goal, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tera ho jaun itni arzu hai. Their goal is only to please Allah, that my Creator becomes happy with me, my Creator becomes pleased with me, and my Creator says, this is my servant, this is my special servant. Tera ho jaun itni arzu hai. My only wish is that I become yours. My only wish is that you recognize me in your court. Tera ho jaun itni arzu hai, bas itni hai tamanna. That is my only wish, that I become yours. This is my only goal, that I become yours. Dil badal de. So Allah, change my heart. Change my heart. Change my heart so that my goal also becomes this. I also become included amongst the people of taqwa. The author of At-Targhib wa-At-Tarhib. You will find two books in the Islamic libraries with the name At-Targhib At-Tarhib. One is the well-known author, Allama Munziri Rahimahullahu Ta'ala. Allama Munziri Rahimahullahu Ta'ala has authored a book of hadith called At-Targhib wa At-Tarhib. And there is another author, Allama Abdullah ibn As'ad al-Yafi'i, rahimahullahu ta'ala. He has also authored another book with the same name, At-Targhib wa At-Tarhib. And in that book, he mentions a very beautiful story of a young person, a young man, who was from the people of Taqwa. Young boy, in his teens, his father owned a shop, and he would go to the shop and help his father. Very pious young boy, very pious young man. And those people who remain pious during their young days, they are very much beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because during young days, there are so many attractions and distractions. Things that attract us and distract us from our Creator, from our goal in life. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, سَبْعَةٌ يُذِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ذِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ذِلَّ إِلَّا ذِلُّهُ. There are certain categories of people. In this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions seven categories, but there are more than seven categories. There are certain categories of people. From amongst them, seven have been mentioned in this hadith, who will be granted shade by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, under his throne or under his mercy, on the day when there will be no shade except the shade of the throne of Allah or the mercy of Allah. From amongst these people, shabun nasha'a fi ibadatillah, that young man who grew up whilst worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even before he reached the age of puberty, he had become a muttaqi. He was following the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he entered the age of puberty whilst being a person from the people of taqwa. So this young boy, he was from the people of taqwa. And fragrance, more better than the fragrance of musk and amber, used to emanate from his body and from his clothes all the time. So somebody said to him, then why do you waste so much money on perfumes? My friends, wealth is also a great bounty granted to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only to sustain ourselves in this world, but also to acquire high status in the hereafter. So use wealth wisely. Do not squander wealth. Do not use wealth only for the luxuries and enjoyments of this world only. Fulfill your needs of this world, remaining within the limits of Sharia, and whatever remains, spend it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Help the needy, help the poor, help the widows, help the orphans, help the madaris, help the masajid. In the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that you are able to reap its fruits in the everlasting life of the hereafter.
Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, inna sadaqata latutfi'u ghadab ar-rab wa tadfa'u mitata su. Sadaqah, charity, any form of charity, zakat, which is the compulsory charity, or optional charity, any form of charity, farz, wajib, or nafl, any form of charity, latutfi'u ghadab ar-rab, it extinguishes the anger of the Rabb. It extinguishes the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger is extinguished, we will remain safe from His wrath in this world and also in the hereafter. Inna sadaqata latutfi'u ghadab ar-rabb wa tadfa'u mitata su. And sadaqah, charity, repels, it moves away, it removes the possibility of a bad departure from this world. Bad departure, tsunami, earthquake, accident, cancer. Unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires to grant him shahada, that is a different matter. So bad death from the worldly perspective, and it repels bad death from the shari perspective. A person who spends in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with an open heart will be granted husne khatima, death with iman and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my friends, especially my young friends, value wealth. Value wealth. Value wealth. This is what the Sahaba Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhi Majma'in did. The Sahaba Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhi Majma'in used to earn wealth, but for the Akhirat. They used to accumulate wealth, but for the Akhirat. When money used to come in their homes in abundance, they would spend it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so quickly that before sunset, they would spend the whole sum without realizing that I was fasting and I have nothing in the home to break my fast. So in those days, in the times gone, the times of the Sahaba, the times of the Tabi'in, the times of the Taba Tabi'in, people used to have feeling for each other. So people used to try to guide people towards goodness. People used to try to prevent people from falling into harm and loss. And in those days, if a person was given advice, people used to appreciate it. In this day and age, we have two maladies. One is we care for nobody. So if I see harm coming towards you or loss coming towards you, it's not my business. Why should I worry about it? It's not coming to me. So if I see somebody being extravagant, and if I see somebody spending money here and there, wasting money, it's not my money, it's not my life, it's his money, his life, it's not my loss, why should I bother? We need to create feeling for each other. And the other malady that we have is that if somebody does have feeling for the other, he is not able to give advice. Because people don't appreciate in this day and age. People simply say, mind your own business. In those days, people had feeling for each other and people would appreciate. So somebody said, why are you wasting money? You are a son of an average working person, man. He owns a grocery shop and you are squandering wealth. You buy such expensive perfumes. This is what we do in this day and age as well. 80 pounds, 100 pounds, 120 pounds. Let us not waste wealth, my friends. Remaining within the Sharia, acquire as much wealth as possible without violating the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the rights of His creation. But then spend this wealth wisely. Fulfill your needs of this world. Live a comfortable life. But at the same time, worry about the everlasting life. Everlasting life. Why are you wasting wealth? You buy such expensive perfumes, always nice fragrance emanating from your body. So he said that I have never in my life bought perfume. I have not bought even a single bottle of perfume. So he said, how come fragrance better than musk and amber is always emanating from your body? He said, there is a story to it, but it's a secret. Upon this person insisting, he narrated the story. He said, once I was helping my father in the shop and an old lady came and she bought some grocery. And she said that, can you send your son with me so that I can pay him for the grocery I have bought? So the father said, my dear son, go with this lady and take the money that she owes us. This young man says, I followed this lady until she reached a very big and beautiful mansion. She entered the house and she called me in. I also went in. And immediately the doors were shut and locked. And he said, in front of me, lying on a couch, was a very, very beautiful girl. I had never seen anybody more beautiful than her. And he said, I am also very handsome. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me husna. This is also a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am also very handsome. And she began seducing me. So the young man says that I immediately realized that this was all a plan. This old lady is working for this wealthy young girl. And if I commit this sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become displeased. And if I refuse to do what she is demanding from me, I am in her house, she will scream. My honor is in danger. But as I said earlier, my friends, he was from the people of Taqwa. And the goal of the people of Taqwa is to abstain from anything and everything that displeases the Creator, whatever the circumstance. The people of Taqwa never give up. The people of Taqwa never become despondent. They don't think this way, that I want to carry out this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the circumstances don't support me. It's not possible for me. my wife, my children, my extended family, my work colleagues, where I am, it's not possible. Hakimul Ummah rahimahullahu ta'ala says that it is necessary for the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to resolve that this is the command of Allah, and whatever happens, I will carry out the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As soon as you resolve, if I have to lose honor, I will lose my honor, but I will obey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I have to lose friends, I will lose friends, but I will carry out the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I have to lose wealth, but I will carry out the command of Allah. If I have to go in jail, Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam said, Rabbi sijnu ahabbu ilayya. Oh Allah, jail is more beloved to me than what these women are calling me towards. Jail is more beloved to me than zina, than adultery, than fornication. This resolve. Hakimul Ummah rahimahullah ta'ala says that once a person makes this resolve, then it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will facilitate. Allah will facilitate. Allah will inspire him towards that path which will save him from the calamities of this world and the hereafter. So he said that observing the danger I was in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired me. I turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hakimul Ummah rahimahullahu ta'ala has given a prescription on how to abstain from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said that you have to do three things. Number one, do whatever you are able to do to abstain from sin. Do whatever you are able to do to abstain from sin. وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابَ وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكَ. Whatever our mashayikh tell us, it is in the light of the Quran and Hadith. Hakimul Ummah rahimahullahu ta'ala says that do whatever you are able to do. Use your willpower, use your determination. I have to do this because it is fard. I have to do this because it is wajib. I can't do this, it is haram. I can't do this, it is makruh tahrimi. It's not possible. Resolve, determination. Use your willpower. And go as far as you are able to. She had closed and locked all the doors. And when she, Zulaikha seduced Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam did not have the ability to escape from that room, but he could run away from the close proximity of Zulaikha and distance himself up to the door at least. So he ran up to the door. If I or you were on the place of Zulaikha, Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, you would have said, it's not possible to escape. It's madness running up to the door. It's not possible. The door is closed and locked and she has the keys. He did what was in his ability. Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. He ran up to the door. And as soon as he reached the door, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the door for him. And he was able to escape. So Hakimul Ummah rahimahullahu ta'ala says that in order to safeguard yourself from sinful activities, in order to become from the people of taqwa, the first thing you need to do is to resolve and do whatever you are able to do, like Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam did. And number two, you need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, oh Allah, grant me your refuge. Oh Allah, save me. Oh Allah, save me. Oh Allah, save me. Oh Allah, increase my determination. Oh Allah, increase my willpower. Oh Allah, strengthen my resolve even more. وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابَ وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَقَّالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ. Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam said, oh Allah, I seek your refuge. Only you can save me from this situation. And thereafter he started running towards the door. and the door opened and he escaped. Two things we learn from the Quran. And Hakimul Ummah rahimahullah ta'ala used to say, the third thing you need to do is to go to pious people who are the people of taqwa and ask them to make dua for you. Request them to make dua for you. Nowadays, my friends, when we go to the pious people, either we will make a general statement as far as dua is concerned, remember me in your duas, make dua for me. General statement. Or we will say, I am looking for a job, make dua for me. I have an interview, make dua for me. I am unwell, make dua for me. My mother is unwell, make dua for me. How many of us actually go to the pious people and ask them to make dua for our religious well-being? Religious well-being. Only that becomes the maqsad, that I want to go to this pious person and if I get the opportunity, I want to say to him that make dua for me, Hazrat. Make dua for me that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me from amongst the people of taqwa. I am a very sinful person. I make many mistakes. I disobey and displease my creator. Make dua for me. I am sick and tired of my life. Gunehgari mein kab tak umra kaatun? Gunehgari mein kab tak umra kaatun? The poet is a very pious person praying to Allah, Gunehgari mein kab tak umra kaatun? Oh Allah, for how long shall I continue disobeying you? For how long shall I live a life of sin? Gunehgari mein kab tak umra kaatun? Badal de mera rasta. Oh Allah, change my path. I am on the path towards Jahannam because I am disobeying you all the time. Oh Allah, change my path and make me obedient to you and put me on the path of Jannah. Badal de mera rasta. And how will that happen? Dil badal de. Change my heart. Change my heart. Soul purification. Tazkiya. This is the prescription to become from the people of taqwa. And on top of that, add two more things. Three things. Hazrat Hakimul Ummah rahimahullah ta'ala said. Number one, use your willpower, your determination, your resolve. Do whatever you are able to do to abstain from any disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you. When faced with a circumstance and otherwise also on a daily basis. Allahumma ba'id bayni wa bayn al khataya kama ba'adta bayn al mashriqi wal maghrib. Oh Allah, distance me from sinful activities just as you have distanced east from west and west from east. Pray to Allah earnestly, oh Allah. Oh Allah, have mercy upon me. Gunehgari mein kab tak umra kaatun? Badal de mera rasta, dil badal de. Oh Allah, change my path. Oh Allah, change my path. And number three, ask the pious people, the people of taqwa, to make dua for you. And number four, two more points. Number four, sit in the company of the people of taqwa. Take out time. Go to the people of taqwa. Sit in their company. With this intention that, oh Allah, this is a person with taqwa. I am sitting in his company because your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said that a person is affected by the company. So Allah, oh Allah, grant me the effects of his company and also grant me taqwa. Four. And number five, daily remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Daily make some form of dhikr. Daily read the kalimai tayyibai 100 times. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. 100 times. Third kalimai 100 times. Subhanallah. Walhamdulillah. Wa la ilaha illallah. Wallahu akbar. Istighfari 100 times. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And we owe a lot to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So salat ala Nabi 100 times. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It will not take you more than 15-20 minutes. And you don't have to sit down in a particular place to carry out this zikr. You can do it whilst walking around. And my friends, if 100 each is too much for us, 50 times, 25 times, begin somewhere. Today, my friends, each and every person listening to me who is not remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a daily basis, make a firm resolution that we will hold fast to these four tasbihat. Kalimah tayyiba, the third kalima, istighfar, and durud paak. Salat ala nabi, durud sharif, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we will read this at least 100 times. At least 100 times. And if we become busy or lazy, then we will decrease it to 75 or 50 or 25 or 10. But if I become very, very busy or very, very lazy, I will not let a day go past from today without reciting these four tasbihs at least once. At least once. And after completing this zikr, for a minute or two, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, O Allah, O Allah, I am grateful to you for granting me the tawfiq to remember you. O Allah, I am grateful to you for granting me the tawfiq to remember you. O Allah, I am grateful to you for granting me the tawfiq to remember you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful to me, I will increase you in your favor. This is the minimum we need to do. And if we continue with this minimum and being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with that beseeching Allah that, oh Allah, I am grateful to you, give me more tawfiq so I am able to remember you either with the tongue or the mind 24 hours. 24 hours. I am thinking about you. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my friends. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So adopt the company of the pious and also zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we are able to associate ourselves to a particular sheikh and take lessons from him on zikr so that our hearts can become zakir, alhamdulillah. There is nothing better than that. So this young man, he resolved. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came to his help. He said, can I relieve myself? Can I first relieve myself? He did not argue with her, because he understood the situation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was guiding him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was guiding him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا. Those people who exert effort in order to please us. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا. Those people who do mujahada. Mujahada, who oppose their nafs in order to please us. And they continue to oppose their nafs until they reach that stage when Allah says, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا. Then we definitely guide them on our paths. We guide them. Allah says, I guide that person. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا. Those people who struggle, who strive in order to please us. What is this struggle? What is this mujahada? The mufassirin says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا أَلَّذِينَ اِخْتَارُوا الْمَشَقَّةَ. الَّذِينَ اِخْتَارُوا الْمَشَكَّةَ Those who take upon themselves difficulties. Those who shoulder difficulties. In doing what? فِي امْتِثَالِ أَوَامِرِنَا وَالْإِنْتِهَاهِ عَنْ مَنَاهِينَا Those people who take upon themselves difficulties, over difficulties, in order to carry out our do's and in order to abstain from our don'ts. For such people, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا We become the guide ourselves. Why? Why do we become the guide? Because they are the people of taqwa. And because they are the people of taqwa, they are al-muhsinun. They are al-muhsinun. They are the people with the quality of ihsan. They are the people with the quality of ihsan. At all times, they are in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They know that my Allah is watching me. So we help them. So he said, can I go and relieve myself? He went into the lavatory, he relieved himself, and with his own filth, he dirtied his body and his clothes. The thought process was that if I dirty my clothes, if I dirty my body, she will have a disliking for me and he'll throw me out of the house and I will escape. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. If we look at it from the worldly perspective, it was a disgrace. Being thrown out of the house, and once you are out of the house, people see you with all that filth. But for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was prepared to do anything. He said, I had one dirham in my pocket. I went to the shop, I bought soap, I went to the river bank, I took a bath, I washed my clothes, I dried them, hot countries, I dried my clothes, I had a bath, put on the washed clothes, and I went back to my father and I started working with him. At night I went to sleep. And in my dream I saw an angel. The angel said to me that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appreciated your effort. What you did today Allah has appreciated. And in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you rubbed the filth on your body and on your clothes. In return, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed me to apply this perfume of Jannah on your body. And he said, the angel applied this perfume on my body from head to toe. And he said, when I woke up in the morning, this fragrance better than musk and better than amber was emanating from my body. People of taqwa. Allahu Akbar. People of taqwa. My friends, let us resolve that we were unfortunate and we were not able to remain amongst the people of taqwa until now, but from today, this is going to be our target, that sooner or later I want to be included from amongst the people of taqwa. I'm sure there are many fortunate individuals here who have remained people of taqwa right from their youth. Congratulations to them. Congratulations to them. Young people, they do their utmost to abstain from adultery, from fornication, from drugs, from filthy things. They become responsible and individual, responsible individuals and good individuals and good citizens of the country and of the society. Good individuals of the society, good citizens of the country. They are an asset not only to the people, not only to the Muslim community, but other communities also. And they reap the fruits of this world as a result of their mujahada and their sacrifice in this world, because Allah grants them the contentment of the heart and the peace of mind and honor in this world, and they reap the fruits of the hereafter in the form of Jannah and in the form of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one group that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. The people of taqwa. The people of taqwa. Let us make a firm resolution that from today we will not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us look for means and ways as a result of which we can become from the people of taqwa. We are able to resist. We are able to resist the temptations. And we are able to save ourselves from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are able to save ourselves from the major sins and also the minor sins. We are able to save ourselves from sins related to the rights of Allah and the rights of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say regarding the people of taqwa? Allah says, Wallahu yuhibbul muttaqeen. Allah loves the people of taqwa. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say regarding the people of taqwa? وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ. Hasten, Allah says to the mu'mineen, hasten towards forgiveness from your Rabb and hasten towards Jannah. Jannah, the vastness of which is like the vastness of the earth and the heavens. The vastness of the earth and the heavens is nothing in comparison to the vastness of Jannah. But this is the greatest vastness that a human is able to comprehend. So Allah has given this example. And this Jannah is prepared for whom? U'iddat lil muttaqeen. This Jannah is prepared for the people of taqwa. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah loves the people of taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Jannah is prepared for the people of taqwa. And third thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Those people who as a result of their striving become included amongst the people of taqwa. يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create for them an exit to live through from all difficulties. This is the only solution of the ummah, my friends. Taqwa. Taqwa is the only solution of the ummah. A person who acquires taqwa individually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will safeguard him through the shield of taqwa. And if the ummah was to acquire taqwa as a whole, the ummah as a whole was to acquire taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will safeguard the whole ummah. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَهْتَسِبَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant provision to this person who is from the people of taqwa. Grant this person provision. Fulfill all his needs. Provision here means not only food. If he is in need of ilm, Allah will grant ilm. If he is in need of guidance, Allah will grant guidance. If he is in need of medicine, Allah will grant medicine. Allah will grant all his needs from those avenues which he had not even thought of. He will see miracles in his life. People of taqwa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain qualities of the people of taqwa. Alladhina yunfiquna fis sarra'i wad darra. They are those who spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they are wealthy or when they are poor. When they have the means, they spend. When they don't have the means, they give other people preference. They will remain hungry but feed other people. Wal qazimin al ghayz, their second quality is that they will swallow anger. They will control their anger. Wal afina anin nas, they will forgive the shortcomings of people. Why will they do all these things, these three things? These three things refer to three very big qualities. Alladhina yunfiquna fis sarra'i wad darra refers to their zuhd. That the people of taqwa will have zuhd. And because they have no inclination towards wealth, even when they are wealthy they will spend, and even when they are not wealthy they will give it away. Zuhd. They will be zuhad. They will have abstinence in their lives. Wal qadimin al ghayz. This is reference to their complete control over their nafs. Even when they are angry, they have control over their nafs. When a person is not angry, it's easy to control the nafs, but even in anger, they control their nafs. So they have complete control over their nafs. And wal afina anin nas. This is referring to their complete reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and belief that whatever that happens in this world happens only through the will of Allah. So if this person has made a mistake, it was written in my taqdeer, so why should I not forgive him? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further says that when a muttaqi, when the people of taqwa reaches this stage, when they have abstinence, no inclination towards the world, they have complete control over their nafs, and when their belief is that whatever happens in this world happens only with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they are muhsinin. They are the people with the quality of ihsan. So Allah says, Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. Allah loves such people who have reached these heights where they are experiencing the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time, that I am being watched, I am being watched. أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. People of taqwa. Allah loves them. And there is another group, people of tawbah. People of tawbah. Not so fortunate people. But fortunate. Not so fortunate. These are very, very fortunate, very high category of people, the people of taqwa. Now the second category, the people of tawbah, those who make mistakes, but repent sincerely. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says regarding such people, tawbah, fortune. Fortune is for those people, tawbah. Even these people are fortunate. Tuba liman wajada fi sahifatihi istighfaran kaseera. Fortune is for that people, for those people who find in their book of deeds lots of istighfar. Whenever they commit a mistake, oh Allah forgive me. Whenever they commit a mistake, oh Allah forgive me. Whenever they make a mistake, oh Allah forgive me. They make tawbah. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Allahu Akbar Kabira. My friends, do not become despondent. Do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does not love only the people of taqwa. Allah loves the people of tawbah also. He has mentioned many virtues of tawbah and istighfar. When a person sincerely repents, who benefits from that repentance? The creator or the creation? The creation. The creation. Allah doesn't benefit. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to bring creation towards this tawbah, has mentioned so many virtues. Istaghfiru rabbakum. Make tawbah. Make tawbah. Make tawbah. Make a U-turn. And ask Allah for His forgiveness. Make tawbah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His forgiveness. And how does a person make tawbah? A person makes tawbah by number one, an yuqliya anil ma'siyati. La tawbata ma'al israr. A person's tawbah is not accepted when he is persistent in committing a sin. Please pay attention. A person's tawbah is not accepted when he is persistent in committing a sin. One is the persistent that I and you understand. And one is the shari'i persistent. We need to differentiate between the two. A person commits a sin, major sin, adultery, fornication, looting someone, oppressing someone. And he repents. He repents, sincerely repents. أَنْ يُقْلِيَ عَنِ الْمَعْصِيَةِ. So there are certain conditions for tawbah to be accepted. One is that he disassociates himself from the sin. He disassociates himself with a sin, from a sin. وَأَنْ يَنْدَمَ عَلَى فِعْلِهَا. And he is regretful over what he has done in the past. So he immediately stops. That's his present. Past is he has regret over what he has done. He is remorseful, regretful. And as far as the future is concerned, وَإِنْ يَعْزِمَ أَلَّا يَعُودَ إِلَيْهَا أَبَدًا. He makes a firm resolution that he will never return to that sin again. And if the sin is associated to an individual from the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there is a fourth condition that you have to make him happy. You have to ask for forgiveness from himself. So four conditions, if the sin is associated to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and three conditions, if it is associated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As soon as a person repents with these conditions, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, At-taibu mina dhambi kamalla dhamba lahu. He is like the muttaqi. The one who repents from a sin is like that person who had no sin. So, a person from the people of tawbah is very, very similar. He is like the people of taqwa. That is why Allah loves the people of taqwa and Allah loves the people of tawbah. But tawbah will only be accepted if a person is not persistent. And as I said, one is the persistent that I and you understand, and one is the shari' persistent. What does persistence mean? It's the shari' persistent. One is the our persistent. A person has made tawbah with all the conditions, and after 3 days he has committed the same sin again. Again he repents sincerely with all the conditions, and after 3 hours he commits the same sin again. So he is repenting, returning to sin. He is repenting, returning to sin. He is repenting, returning to sin. In our day-to-day language, we will say that he is persistent, so he should not be forgiven. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La tawbata ma'al israr. Tawbah is not accepted when a person is persistent. But this is not shari'i persistence. Shari'i persistence is that a person commits sins over and over again without tawbah and istighfar in between. The Mufassirin have said, what is israr, what is persistence? Al-iqbalu ala al-qabihi. Al-iqamatu ala al-qabihi. To remain on a sinful activity bidun al-istighfari wa tawbati, without any istighfar or any tawbah. This is persistence. So if a person sincerely repents and then he returns to his sin again, then he sincerely repents, and then he returns to his sin again. Then he sincerely repents. He does this 70 times in a day. As far as the Sharia is concerned, he is not persistent. He is not persistent. So, la tawbata ma'al israr. When a person is persistent, that means he continually commits sins without any tawbah or istighfar. His tawbah, when he says, oh Allah forgive me, he still has the intention to carry out sins. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith that la israra
Mal istighfar. Vain aada fil yawme sabina marratan.
That a person cannot be classed as someone who is persistent on a sin when he is sincerely and genuinely repenting in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if he returns to that sin 70 times in a day. How merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Friends, if we are not amongst the people of taqwa, let us include ourselves from amongst the people of tawbah. The firm resolution should be, from today I will not commit any sin. Any sin that you see in your life, repent. Enough is enough. I am regretful. I am regretful. I will not commit this sin again in the future. And if overcome by nafs, overcome by shaitan, overcome by the environment, we make a mistake, again we repent. And again we repent. And again we repent. If we continue repenting genuinely, my friends, what will happen? The stamina to abstain from sin, to resist sins, will increase. So what is happening now is that you have repented. You have repented from unlawful gaze. And after 10 minutes again, you are involved in that sin. Again you have repented. Astaghfirullah. Oh Allah, I make a firm resolution that I will not do it again. After 20 minutes again, you have fallen. After 5 minutes again, you have fallen. After half an hour again, you have fallen. This time period will increase. And soon you will realize that as a result of tawbah over and over again, now you are able to resist this sin for 1 hour. Then you will realize after a few days that you are able to resist this sin for half a day. Then you will realize that you are able to resist this sin for 3 days. Then you will realize that now you are able to resist this sin for 1 month, 6 months. And soon you will know that you are not from the people of tawbah anymore, you are from the people of taqwa. So if you live for long, you will become from the people of taqwa. And if you don't live for long, you will die as from amongst the people, an individual from amongst the people of tawbah. And if you die as from amongst the people of tawbah, you will still succeed. Because Allah loves you. What does Allah say regarding the people of taqwa? That Allah loves them. Wallahu yuhibbul muttaqeen. And what does Allah say regarding the people of tawbah? Inna Allah yuhibbut tawwabin. Allah loves those people who repent to Him. Who make a U-turn, who genuinely make tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, U'iddat lil muttaqeen. Jannat is prepared for those people who are the people of taqwa. What does Allah say regarding the people of tawbah? Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu tubu ila Allah tawbatan nasuha. O you people, O you who believe, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a sincere repentance, genuine repentance. That when you are making the tawbah, when you are making the tawbah, you are 100% sure that I am not going to commit this sin again. And listen very, very carefully, because certain issues are very, very delicate. Shaitan has misled us. And shaitan does not want us to become from the people of tawbah. Because if we become from the people of tawbah, if we die immediately, we will go in Jannat. And if we live, we will become from the people of taqwa, the higher grade. So this is the stepping stone, tawbah. As long as the resolution is there. I have tried this 1,000 times. I have repented 1,000 times. And I have slipped. I have tried this 1,000 times and I have slipped. It's not working, it doesn't work. So what's the point? If you stop doing tawbah because of this thought, you are neither amongst the people of taqwa nor from amongst the people of tawbah. And if you continue making tawbah, you will at least remain amongst the people of tawbah. That is the benefit. And that is how you will reach the destination. Humne tay ki manzile isi tarah. Humne tay ki manzile isi tarah. This is how I reach the destination. The poet says, humne tay ki manzile isi tarah. This is how
I reach the destination, Jannah, the pleasure of Allah. How? Gir pade. Gir kar uthe. Uth kar chale. Gir pade. Gir pade. Gir kar uthe. Uth kar chale. I slipped, but I did not think to myself that I have slipped. And I have slipped again. 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 So let me just lie here. It's a slippery path. Snow has turned into ice. And from the academy I need to go home. But I have slipped once. I tried, I have slipped again. I tried, I slipped again. I tried, I slipped again. I have tried 10 times, it's not working, so let me just stay here. Is that what we do? No, we continue. Humne tay ki manzile isi tarah gir pade. We slipped. Gir kar uthe, but I got up. Aur uth kar chale, and after getting up, I walked again. This is how we will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because on the other hand, we have shaitan and nafs. And on this side, it's a battle. And this battle will continue until we breathe our last. And we should never give up. The weapon of shaitan and nafs is disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making us commit sins. That is poison that they feed us with. And our weapon is tawbah. If we stop using this weapon of tawbah, we will never win the battle. न चित कर सके नफ सके पहलवां को तो यूं हाथ पांव भी ढीले न डाले. If you are unable to overcome the nafs, if you are unable to win the battle against the nafs, न चित कर सके नफ सको पहलवां को. Nafs is very very strong against me, and I always try, and 2 days, 3 days I'm able to resist, and then I fail again. It's a non-winning battle. I will not succeed. Nachit kar sake naf sake pehelwa ko. If you are unable to overpower the nafs completely, then you shouldn't surrender. You should try as much as possible. So yun haath paav bhi dhile na dale. Do not become loose. Your feet, your legs, your hands, you've given up. No. Are usse kushti to hai umar bhargi. Are usse kushti to hai umar bhar ki. The battle with nafs is until you breathe your last. Kabhi wo dabale, kabhi tu dabale. Sometimes nafs will overpower you, but you, by using the tool of tawbah, other time you will overpower. Kabhi wo dabale, kabhi tu dabale. Jo nakam hota rahe umar bhar bhi, baharhal koshish to aashik na chode. Even somebody who falls in love with somebody, even if he is rejected 100 times, or even if he fails 100 times, he will continue to strive for his goal. Jo nakam hota rahe umar bhar bhi. The person who continually fails throughout his life, if he is a true aashik and lover, baharhal koshish to aashik na chode, he should not leave his effort. Ye rishta muhabbat ka qaim hi rakhe. He should make sure that this relationship of love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should remain all the time. Jo 100 baar toote to 100 baar jode. If shaitan and nafs breaks this relationship of love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 100 times, then we should use the tool of tawbah and join it 100 times. So my friends, never let this thought come in your mind that I am very, very sinful. I am very sinful. This is one deceit from shaitan. I am very sinful. I am very sinful. I am very sinful. Are you more sinful than Wahshi? Have you assassinated the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the tawbah of Wahshi and raised him to the rank of Sahabi, will he not accept your tawbah and my tawbah? The ulama and the muhakkikin in the light of Quran and Hadith said that even if shaitan was to repent today after so much harm sincerely and genuinely, Allah will accept his tawbah also. Abu Talib, in his last moments, what is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying to him? Ya Amme, oh my beloved uncle. He was in his 70s, 80s, he was an old man. Throughout his life, kufra, 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 kufra. What have we done? Adultery, fornication, theft, ghiba. Not kufra alhamdulillah, not shirk alhamdulillah. Abu Talib spent all his life in kufra and shirk. And what did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Ya Amme, oh my uncle, kul la ilaha illallah. Repent by saying La ilaha illallah only. O hajju laka biha indallah. I will fight your case in the court of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. Are we more sinful than Abu Talib? Have we committed more sins than Abu Talib? Those people who think this way, or who are led to think this way by shaitan, that Allah will not forgive me because I am very, very sinful. Yes, Allah will forgive him and him and him and this brother and that brother, but not me because I am the worst of the creation. This is shaitan's deceit to keep us away from the key to Jannah, from the first step to Jannah, Tawbah. Shaitan does not want us to become from amongst the people of Tawbah. Those people who feel this way, they doubt the vastness of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, Qul, O my messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell my servants that Allah is saying, Ya ibadi, O my servants. Despite our being sinful, Allah is saying, my servants. Ya ibadi, O my servants, alladhina asrafu ala anfusim, those who have oppressed themselves, la taqnatu min rahmatillah, do not despair the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person sincerely repents, forgives all his sins. Innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. He is most forgiving, most merciful. In hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ibadi, O my servants, innakum tukhti'una billayli wal nahar. You sin day and night. You disobey me day and night. وَأَنَا أَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. But it is I who forgive your sins. It is I who forgive your sins. فَاسْتَغْفِرُونِي. So ask forgiveness from me. أَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. I will forgive you. Allah says in the glorious Quran, وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Who forgives sins other than Allah? It is only Allah who forgives sins. The Mufassirin and the commentators of the Quran have said that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that it is only I who forgive sins, so ask from me so I can forgive your sins. Allah is encouraging us to turn to Him and ask for forgiveness. So Allah loves the people of taqwa and Allah loves the people of tawbah. And Allah has created the Jannah for the people of Taqwa, and Allah has created the Jannah for people of Tawbah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. Asa rabbukum an yukaffir ankum sayyi'atikum. As a result of your Tawbah, Allah will forgive you your sins. Wa yudkhilakum jannatin tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. And Allah will grant you entry into Jannat, under which rivers will flow. And regarding the people of taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. One who becomes from the people of taqwa, Allah will create exit for him to live through it from all problems. And regarding the people of tawbah, what does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? مَنْ لَزِمَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ كُلِّ ذِيكٍ مَخْرَجًا. Same result. Those who hold fast to istighfar and tawbah, جَعَلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ كُلِّ ذِيكٍ مَخْرَجًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create a means through which they will escape all difficulties. وَمِنْ كُلِّ هَمٍّ فَرَجًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them relief from every anxiety. وَمِنْ كُلِّ هَمٍّ فَرَجًا. هَم. One is غَم. غَم is anxiety. هَم is also anxiety. But هَم is of a higher degree. So Allah will grant them relief from هَم So definitely from gham also. Alham, alham. The muhaddisun, they say, what is gham? Alhammu ma yudhibul insan. Gham is that anxiety which melts a person. Higher than gham. So Allah will grant relief from every type of anxiety, every type of worry, every type of concern. Concern of this world, concern of husne khatima, concern of the azab of qabr, concern of the reckoning of the day of judgment, concern of pul sirat. Every concern, Allah will become sufficient. وَرَزَقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى will fulfill all his needs through avenues which is known only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My friends, let us make a firm resolution that inshallah we will make tawbah. One thought that shaitan plants in our minds is that I am very sinful, Allah will not be able to forgive me. The second thought, I have tried this many times, it doesn't work. What's the point? But now you have understood that there is a point. If we continue making tawbah, inshallah, we will die as an individual of the people of tawbah. And if we live for long, inshallah, we will be able to resist the temptations of sins and we will be included amongst the people of taqwa. Let us make a firm resolution, my friends. Those people who have resolved, Allahu Akbar. Now we find the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has mentioned an incident of the people of the past, that there was a person amongst the people of the past, his name was Kifl. Very wealthy person and very sinful person. He was using all his wealth in fulfilling all his desires. And adultery and fornication was his main object of enjoyment. So a lady came to him to ask him for a loan because he was wealthy. So he said, I will give you 60 dinar. 60 dinar. You don't have to pay me back. But let me fulfill my desire with you. She agreed. She was in need. She had young children. She was a widow, young children. And they were dying of hunger. She agreed. When the time came, when they both went into seclusion, she started shivering and crying. So Kifla said, am I compelling you to do this? Have I compelled you to do this? I had put a proposal forward to you. I will give you 60 dinar, not loan. You don't have to return it to me. And in return, let me fulfill my desire with you, because she was beautiful. So she said, no, you did not compel me, but the circumstances have compelled me. He said, I am a lady who have never done this before. And I am a lady who does not desire to do this, because this is something that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My friends, the most effective form of tabligh is practice, is amal. That is the best form of tabligh. This had such a profound effect on the heart of Kifl that he moved away from her. He was literally on top of her, he moved away from her, and he said that you are in need, you have small children, and as a result of this you were compelled to do this. I apologize. Keep the 60 dinar and fulfill the needs of your children. And I am making a firm resolution that I have repented. I have repented. No more from today. Not only adultery, fornication, no more evil deeds. Allahu Akbar. No more evil deeds. And it so happened, my friends, that very night he passed away. Kifla passed away that very night. In the morning when people started walking around here and there in their day-to-day matters, when people passed by the house of Kifla, they saw written
on the house of Al-Kifl, on the top of the door, Inna Allah qad ghafara lil-kifli. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven Al-Kifl. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا. According to one tafsir, these are the two categories of people mentioned here. أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Jannat is prepared for those people who are the people of taqwa. And أُعِدَّتْ لِلَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا. And Jannat is prepared for those people, the second category. Second category, الَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً. Those people who carry out immoral act. أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Or who oppress themselves. One tafsir is, immoral acts means major sin. And who oppress themselves means minor sin. Those people who carry out major sins or minor sins. ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ. ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ. They remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I have sinned and I have displeased my creator. And as a result, فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. They ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. Listen very carefully, my friends. Earlier I said, in order to become the people of tawbah, in order to become from the people of tawbah and then climb the steps and become from the people of taqwa, from the five things you need to do, one is dhikr. What do we learn from here? Jannat is prepared for those people who, after committing major or minor sin, repent? No. Who remember Allah and then repent. Quran is teaching us that a person will only be able to repent if his heart and mind remembers Allah. So we need to make our hearts and minds zakir. And zakir means we need to remain alert and aware all the time that my Allah is watching me, my Allah is watching me. So overcome by nafs and shaitan, they commit the sin, and once the intoxication is over, they remember Allah, I have disobeyed my creator who has given me everything, who has granted me existence from nothing, and who has granted me all this vigor, the wealth which I am using to disobey him. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. وَلَمْ يُسِرُّ وَمَنْ يَكْفِرُ الظُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَلَمْ يُسِرُّ عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا. And they do not persist. They repent immediately. And after a while, if the same sin is committed, they repent again. And if the sin is committed, they repent again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what will Allah grant them? أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَجَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. I am concluding now. Those people who, after committing a major or minor sin, remember Allah. They remember Allah. The Mufassirin say, they remember Allah. ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ اِذْ ذَكَرُوا وَعِيدَ اللَّهِ. They remember the warnings of Allah. After the intoxication of that sin is over, they remember the warnings of Allah. That Allah will do this, Allah will do this, Allah will do this. For adultery, fornication, for drugs, Allah will, for not performing salah, Allah will do this. They remember the warnings of Allah. ذَكَرُوا عَزْمَةَ اللَّهِ. They remember the greatness of Allah. ذَكَرُوا الْعَرْضَ عَلَيْهِ. They remember standing in the court of Allah. They remember the greatness of Allah, that Allah is great. Nobody will be able to save me from Him. And they remember that a day is going to come when I will have to stand in His court. And ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ. ذَكَرُوا سُؤَالَهُ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ. They remember that a day is going to come when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question me regarding my sinful activities. And as soon as these thoughts enter the mind, the warnings of Allah, the greatness of Allah, and standing in the court of Allah, and the questioning of Allah, فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. They say, oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive me. I will never commit this sin. وَلَمْ يُسِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. What will Allah grant them? The people of Tawbah, أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ. These are the people whose reward is forgiveness from their Rabb. Allah forgives their sins. Allah forgives their sins. Listen very carefully. Allah forgives their sins. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, before mentioning the hadith, let me tell you that whenever we commit sins, from the Quran we find that the portion of the earth where we are committing the sins becomes a witness on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها. The earth, the portion of the earth. Number two, the angels become a witness. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. And the angels become a witness by writing it in وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ, in the book of deeds. مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ, this book of deed is astonishing. لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. It has recorded each and every minor and major detail of my life. So angels and book of deeds, second witness. And third witness, our own body. شَهِدَ عَلَيْهِمْ سَمْعُهُمْ وَأَبْصَارُهُمْ وَجُلُودُهُمْ. The Quran says, our ears will witness. Ears will say, yes, he was doing this with me. He was committing this sin with me. شَهِدَ عَلَيْهِمْ سَمْعُهُمْ وَأَبْصَارُهُمْ. The eyes will witness against us. وَجُلُودُهُمْ. Our skins will witness against us. The whole body will witness against us. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ. Our hands will witness against us. Our feet will witness against us. And a time will come when even the tongue will witness against us. يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلِيهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, when a person sincerely repents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala erases all these records. Allah erases all these records. On the day of Qiyamah, when we will stand in front of Kiraman Katibin will not remember that you did this and thereafter you repented, so Allah has forgiven you. No. As far as Kiraman Katibin is concerned, we have not committed that sin. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِذَا تَابَ الْعَبْدُ, when a person repents, أَنْسَلَّهُ الْحَفَزَةَ زُنُوبَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes Kiraman Katibin forget all his sins. وَأَنْسَى ذَلِكَ جَوَارِحَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the limbs of his body forget all those sins. وَمَعَالِمَهُ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the portion of the earth where he committed the sins forget his sins. وَيَلْقَ اللَّهَ. And he will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَيْسَ شَهِيدٌ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ وَلَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ شَهِيدٌ بِذَنْبٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ. And his condition will be that there will be no witness against him in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only Allah will know. Only Allah will know. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not even remind him. Allah will not even utter anything because he has repented. So my friends, this is the message. Let us go here from this firm resolution that inshallah we want to become from the people of taqwa overnight. From today we are from the people of taqwa. We will not commit any sin, we will not disobey our Creator. And if we do sin, we will make tawbah. So at least we remain from among the people of tawbah. At least we remain from among the people of tawbah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate the sufferings of the Muslims and the humanity at large. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to learn the do's and don'ts. Without learning the do's and don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will not be able to become from the people of taqwa. We will not be able to become from the people of tawbah, because we will not know whether we are sinning or we are not sinning. So we need to sit in the company of the ulama, read authentic literature and try to acquire as much ilm as possible through authentic sources. And thereafter we need to try and practice, carry out the do's, abstain from the don'ts, so we remain from the people of taqwa. And as soon as we sleep, we repent so that we remain from amongst the people of tawbah, and slowly we can progress to becoming from the people of taqwa. And friends, if we face any difficulty anywhere, then we need to turn to the experts, the mashayikh, who have the expertise to guide us towards relieving ourselves of the bad habits that we have. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this 24th annual youth conference organized by the Islamic Dawah Academy. May Allah accept the efforts of one and all who have exerted effort in making this conference successful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only make us from the people of taqwa, people of tawbah, may this conference become instrumental in our becoming from the people of taqwa and people of tawbah.
and our families, our dear ones, our near ones, our friends, associates, our well-wishers, and the whole ummah and the whole humanity. Wa akhiru da'wana wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما عاتيتنا اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من شرور أنفسنا ونعوذ بك من شرور الشيطان وشركه اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك اللهم اجعل وساوس قلوبنا خشيتك وذكرك واجعل همتنا وهوانا فيما تحب وترضى اللهم اجعل همتنا وهوانا فيما تحب وترضى اللهم اجعل همتنا وهوانا فيما تحب وترضى اللهم اجعل حبك أحب الأشياء إلينا اللهم إنا نسألك الرضا بالقضاء وبرد العيش بعد الموت ولذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد اللهم اجعل خير أعمالنا خواتيمها وخير أعمارنا أواخرها وخير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه يا ولي الإسلام وأهله ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك اللهم أنقذ إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان اللهم أنقذ إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في بورما اللهم أنقذ إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم اللهم امكر لهم ولا تمكر عليهم اللهم زدهم ولا تنقصهم ولا تسلط عليهم من لا يرحمهم ولا يخافك فيهم اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلاد المسلمين وسائر بلاد المسلمين وسائر بلاد المسلمين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اجعلنا من التوابين ومن المتطهرين ومن عبادك الصالحين ومن أوليائك المقربين ومن العلماء الربانيين ومن خدام دينك وعشاقك وعشاق حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم لا تهمنا مكرك ولا تنسنا ذكرك ولا تهدك عنا سترك ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين اللهم لا تجعلنا من الغافلين اللهم لا تجعلنا من الغافلين اللهم نقنا من الخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس اللهم باعد بيننا وبين خطايانا كما بعدت بين المشرق والمغرب اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت عالم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين have mercy upon us O Arham Ar-Rahimeen, have mercy upon us. O the most merciful one, have mercy upon us. O Ghafir, O Ghafoor, O Ghaffar, forgive our sins. Forgive our sins. O Ghaffar, forgive our sins. O Ghafoor, forgive our sins. O Ghafir, forgive our sins.
O Akramul Akrameen, forgive our sins. O Arhamur Rahimeen, forgive our sins. O Arhamur Rahimeen, forgive our major sins. Forgive our minor sins. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen. We make a firm resolution not to return to any sinful activities. O Arhamur Rahimeen, we are making tawbah to you. We are repenting to you. O Arhamur Rahimeen, accept our repentance. Accept our repentance. Accept our repentance. Grant us the tawfiq to remain steadfast on our repentance. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from the cunningness of shaitan. Save us from the cunningness of nafs. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from every sinful activity. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from major sins. Save us from minor sins. O Arhamur Rahimeen, we repent from every sinful activity. We repent from major sins. We repent from minor sins. We repent from those sins which we are aware of. We repent from those sins which we are unaware of. O Arhamur Rahimeen, forgive our sins. Forgive our sins. O Arhamur Rahimeen, forgive our sins. O Arhamur Rahimeen, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, have mercy upon us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, forgive the sins of our parents, our families, our relatives, our friends, our well-wishers. Forgive the sins of the whole Ummah. Forgive the sins of the whole Ummah. Forgive the sins of the whole Ummah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, have mercy upon the Ummah. Have mercy upon the Ummah. Have mercy upon the Ummah. Ilaha al-Alamin, alleviate the sufferings of the Ummah in all parts of the world. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to have feeling for our Muslim brothers and sisters. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to have feeling for our human brothers. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to pray for them. Grant us the tawfiq to help them financially. Grant us the tawfiq to help them in any way possible. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, open the doors of your mercies. Open the door of your barakat. Open the doors of your nusra and help and assistance. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, help this helpless ummah of your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help this helpless ummah of your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, help this helpless ummah of your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Arhamur Rahimeen, first and foremost, grant this ummah the tawfiq to connect to yourself. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant this ummah to learn what you desire, to learn what you dislike, and thereafter to carry out what you desire, to abstain from what you dislike. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us all the tawfiq to tread the straight path leading to Jannah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, for as long as we live in this world, Ilaha al-Alameen, grant us the tawfiq to remain steadfast on Iman and Islam. When we depart from this world, O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the opportunity to depart with Husn-e Khatima. Grant us the opportunity to depart with Wilaya and your friendship, special friendship. Grant us the opportunity to depart whilst we are in Makkah Mukarrama, whilst we are in Medina Munawwara, whilst we are in the state of sujood and ruku, whilst we are remembering you, whilst you are happy with us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq and the opportunity to depart from this world in the state that you are most happy with us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, enlighten our hearts with your love. Enlighten our hearts with your recognition. O Arhamur Rahimeen, enlighten our hearts with the love for your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Enlighten our hearts with your remembrance. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to emulate your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every aspect of our lives. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from the punishment of the grave. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from the horrors of the day of Qiyamah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us shade under your throne, under your mercy on the day of Qiyamah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, make reckoning easy for us. O Allah, make reckoning easy for us. O Allah, make reckoning easy for us. O Allah, make pul sirat easy for us. Make pul sirat easy for us. Ilaha al-Alameen, grant us the tawfiq to cross the pul sirat with the speed of lightning. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from the fire of Jahannam. Save us from the fire of Jahannam. Save us from the fire of Jahannam. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from your wrath and anger. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from your displeasure. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the opportunity to enter into Jannah without any reckoning at all. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us Jannatul Firdos. Grant us Jannatul Firdos. Grant us Jannatul Firdos. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, O O Arhamur Rahimin, those of us who are sick, grant them shifa-e kamila. Grant them complete shifa. Grant them shifa quickly. O Arhamur Rahimin, grant us shifa from our physical ailments. And grant us shifa from our spiritual ailments. O Arhamur Rahimin, O Arhamur Rahimin, grant us the tawfiq to worry about soul purification. O Arhamur Rahimin, grant us the tawfiq to worry about our tazkiyah and our soul purification. O Arhamur Rahimin, O Arhamur Rahimin, grant us the good of this world and the good of the hereafter. Save us from the evil of this world and the evil of the hereafter. O Arhamur Rahimin, O Arhamur Rahimin, many brothers and sisters have requested us to make dua for them. Many expect us to make dua for them. Ilaha al-Alameen, grant all of them and the whole ummah the goodnesses of this world and the goodnesses of the hereafter. O Arhamur Rahimin, include all of them in our prayers. O Arhamur Rahimin, remove oppression and zulm from the service of this earth. O Arhamur Rahimin, spread mercies throughout the world. Spread barakat throughout the world. Spread safety and peace throughout the world. Spread harmony throughout the world. O Arhamur Rahimin, every good that your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has asked from you, grant it to us. O Arhamur Rahimin, every evil from which your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has seek refuge, grant us refuge from it. O Arhamur Rahimin, all the good works that are taking place throughout the world, accept it in your court and grant it more progress. O Arhamur Rahimin, accept each and every individual who has taken part in this conference today. O Arhamur Rahimin, accept each and every individual. Accept each and every individual who has strived to make this conference a success. O Arhamur Rahimin, grant us more and more opportunities to serve your deen, to learn your deen, and O Arhamur Rahimin, to practice your deen. O Arhamur Rahimin, accept the Islamic Dawah Academy for the safeguarding of your deen, for the spreading of your deen, for the spreading of the true teachings of your deen. O Arhamur Rahimin, O Arhamur Rahimin, O Arhamur Rahimin, grant us all of us acceptance in your court. O Arhamur Rahimin, our mashayikh and our asatidah and our parents who have passed away, grant them the best reward on our behalf in your court, and grant them the company of the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada and the Salihin, and our mashayikh and our asatidha and our parents and our well-wishers, those who are still alive. O Arhamur Rahimin, O Arhamur Rahimin, keep their sweet and cool shadow over us for a very long, long time to come, with afiyat, with more progress in wilayah, more progress in fuyuz, and more progress in ilm. O Arhamur Rahimin, whatever we have asked from you, grant it to us, and whatever we were unable to ask from you, which we should have asked from you, grant it to us. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا رحيم.